Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on September 29 regarding Gloria Odom, O-D-O-M. Gloria Odom is a 73-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/21/20, period. She fell on a mop pole that was laying on a rail at the job outside. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her back, comma, right shoulder, comma, hands and foot, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a sprain or strain. Period. This was treated without injections or surgery. Period. She did have physical therapy, but has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph per claim petition. Ms. Odom alleges to have fallen, causing acute post-traumatic cervical spine strain and strain with radiculopathy, comma, right shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, right hand strain, and sprain with permanent and chronic orthopedic residuals. Period. Medical records show she was seen at American Workcare on 2/24/20 and underwent numerous x-rays to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Bajarski wrote she had a cervical sprain, comma, right-sided cervical radicular pain, comma, right shoulder sprain, comma, contusion of the right forearm and contusion of the right hand. Pretty placed her in a light-duty capacity and recommended cryotherapy. Pretty did no extensive degenerative changes on x-rays. Period. He followed her progress through 3/23/20 period. At that time, Ms. Odom when she failed to show up for her appointment or notify them that she was not going to be attending. Period. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 3/25/20 period. His evaluation led to a diagnosis of low back pain, comma, neck pain, comma, cervical radiculopathy. Pretty recommended a course of physical therapy and made medication adjustments. Period. He continued to treat her over the next several months. Period. As of 9/28/20, when he did recommend continued therapy. Period. She was not participating in her usual job because of COVID. Apparently, she was reassigned to a group home where she was working full-time, 40 to 48 hours per week. Apparently, she monitors three ladies above 60 years of age and assists with their meals and crafts. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. It was noted that she was wearing a Depends garment. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed bitten fingernails bilaterally. Period. There was a healed longitudinal scar in the upper chest that she attributed to thyroid surgery and its complications. Period. Motion of both shoulders was somewhat guarded passively. Period. Abduction right was 115 degrees and left 130 degrees, with flexion right 145 degrees and left 130 degrees. Period. Active range of motion was improved. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and rocking. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Paired shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was to 15 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 25 degrees and left to 15 degrees. Paired sheath superficial tenderness of the right paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral, she was unable to walk on her heels or toes. Paired she changed position slowly and was unable to squat and rise. Paired she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 25 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. There were superficial tenders, palpation about the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period. She was unable to step up onto the exam day table due to her morbid obesity, precluding supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. Include the sitting straight leg raise maneuvers, which were negative. Impressions. On 2/21/20, Gloria Odom tripped and fell at work. Appeared she claimed to have sustained multiple injuries and was seen 3 days later by Dr. Bajorski. Appeared she had several x-rays that showed widespread degenerative changes. Appeared he initiated her in conservative treatment. Appeared she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 3/25/20. Appeared he made medication adjustments and referred her for physical therapy. Paired his last documented visit was on 9/28/20. Period. The paragraph of the current exam found her to be morbidly obese. Paired there was decreased passive range of motion above both shoulders, but actively these were improved. Paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, arms, and hands were negative. Paired she had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Paired she had decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired she was unable to get herself onto the exam table, precluding supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Paired sitting straight leg raising maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees. Paired new paragraph there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the right shoulder, arm, or hand, or cervical spine. Paired in this event, she sustained soft tissue injuries due to a fall from a standing height. Paired these were superimposed upon extensive pre-existing degenerative abnormalities that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. She has been able to return to her regular job without limitations. Period. She does not require any assistance in ambulation. Period. End.